East London gentrification plans exposed Linda Taff. Waltham Forest Socialist Party. All kinds of old buildings get knocked down, tower blocks are thrown up, property developers rub their hands, and the juggernaut of private profit locks out thousands of poor households from decent, truly affordable homes, while burdening others in mountainous mortgage debts or sky-high rents. Architecture specialist Philip Steadman attended a special meeting of our local Save Our Square campaign on the 28th of October. His research quantifies how tall buildings are bad for the environment. Electricity use in high-rise office buildings is nearly 2.5 times greater than low-rise. Fossil fuel use is 40% higher. And carbon emissions are more than double. Why would any council, supposedly committed to action on climate change, want to add to carbon emissions with the two new blocks in Waltham Forest? Philip Steadman had also calculated that the floor space of our two tower blocks is half what the developers claim. His findings throw down a humdinger of a challenge to the council. This is only possible because we've carried on campaigning for the last 6 years. Instead, an alternative plan, based on council homes to house the homeless, and those facing homelessness, could involve the whole community,